You're listening to SBS News.
Travel bans imposed on South Africa and other Southern African countries due to the detection of the Omicron variant have left some in the hospitality industry feeling nervous and unsure of what the future of their businesses will look like in the new year. With the festive season fast approaching, service providers in the travel and tourism space were looking forward to a rush of holidaymakers after South Africa was removed from the United Kingdom's red list. With only four guests confirmed over the weekend, Fred Placasey, who owns the Tambati Bush Lodge in Pretoria, says the latest bans are unfair and will have a negative impact not only on his business, but on the people of South Africa.
Then the problem, the international community is constantly knocking on South Africa, and I really think it's very unfair for the country because there is different variant of this virus, and every time weirdly it comes from South Africa, what is totally wrong, you know. And then after is the South African people and businesses and things like that suffer from it. So friends all over the country, you know, I think it's very unfair. And one more time, I hope that the politician will maybe open a bit more their eyes and consider other factors and other of a problem that can generate.
To the United States, where Senator Chuck Schumer has urged Americans to seek out free home test kits that are being distributed at community health centers just days after the Omicron variant was detected in the country.
So giving the tests for free is essential. Making them available at community health centers and in mobile vans is essential. And we hope the administration will adopt this plan and adopt it very quickly.
President Joe Biden's administration's plan currently involves Americans purchasing self-test kits and then seeking reimbursement through their insurance providers, an approach some Democrats believe will deter people from acting quickly to identify possible infection. New Jersey, Maryland, Missouri, Nebraska, Pennsylvania, and Utah have each reported their first cases of the Omicron variant. To Belgium, where thousands of people opposing the government's coronavirus restrictions marched through the streets of Brussels. Protesters carried signs reading "No to mandatory vaccination" and "No to dictatorship." Police fired tear gas and used water cannons to disperse the crowd after they pelted officers with cobblestones and fireworks. The protest came as new measures announced to curb one of Europe's highest infection rates were to come into force, including mandatory mask wearing for most primary school children and the lengthening of the school holidays. One of the protesters, Sandrine, explains her reasons for protesting.
I think the pressure is enormous. As adults, we don't have to be vaccinated, but the pressure is enormous. From peers, from neighbors, from colleagues, from friends, even inside families and couples. So I think the pressure is enormous. There is a big divide in the population, and that's why I'm here.
The protest from the North train station in the city center towards the European institutions came 2 weeks after a similar demonstration ended in clashes with the police. A digital pass proving that the holder has been vaccinated or has recently recovered from COVID-19 is now required to enter many public places, including bars and restaurants. To Jordan, where a criminal court sentenced five senior health officials to 3 years in jail for causing the death of 10 COVID-19 patients following an oxygen outage in a major state hospital. The court found the former director of the state hospital in Sult, a city west of the capital, and four of his senior aides responsible for the deaths. The patients who were being treated in the hospital died in March when staff failed to act after oxygen ran out in a COVID-19 ward for nearly an hour. Shortly after the deaths, King Abdullah visited the hospital and publicly scolded health officials. The incident led to the resignation of the Minister of Health and the dismissal of scores of officials in state hospitals. The Jordanian government has poured tens of millions of dollars to train and recruit health workers in government hospitals that face shortages of qualified staff. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.